Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. Today, in our rummage around the Bugle archives, we go back to March 2012 and issue 186 of this esteemed audio newspaper for a visual world. It's an episode entitled An Insult to Civic Society. Yes, that's right. We were looking at Russia's democratic system. President Putin was celebrating another victory, which I analysed with John Oliver.
Top story this week, election roundup. And I mean election roundup in the literal sense, because much of the election roundup news this week involves world leaders literally rounding up opposition activists before the election takes place and bundling them into a back of a van. Russian election news now! And the Russians voted for a new president this week, or as they would put it, they voted for a new president. Voted. Voted, Andy, they can't say V's. Congratulations to Vladimir Putin, who staged a shock, come-from-the-front victory to once again become president of Russia, meaning that he can now remove his hand and entire arm from the anus of Dmitry Medvedev, where it's been for the last 4 years, operating him like he was a piece of six-foot felt. Mr. Putin, that's not a puppet. That's an actual human being. Nonsense. This is no human being. Isn't that right, Dmitry? No, I am a human being. Please take your hand very slowly and very gently out of my arse. Shh, that's enough from you, Dmitry, or you can go back into your box. No, please, I don't want to be in the box again. I think I'll just have a drink of water while you tell the boys and girls about Russia's latest economic plans, Dmitry. Help me! Help me! I'm an actual human being! I don't want to live like this! I don't want to live on this maniac's knee anymore! Bye, new listeners. Bye!
Astonishingly, Putin, in parts of Chechnya, only recorded 99.7% of the vote, which has to be disappointing, John, for a... I mean, he thinks of himself as a quality Russian despot. Mm-hmm. You've got to be looking at least 120%. He's admitted that he's lost touch with the public and has said that he is going to fully investigate why more people didn't vote for him at least twice. And he's been... this whole election's been looked at by the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council for Europe, whose head is a Dutch politician by the name of Martinus Josephus Maria Cox. But he is more commonly known by his nickname, Tiny. Now...
No. No.
He's on Wikipedia,
John.
You're
making this up. Yeah, but you, as a human being... Oh, my God, it is. That, you have access to Wikipedia, right?
Yeah, I've not touched his Wikipedia page. Cox with a K. I mean, admittedly, You know, this, the Bugle, for new listeners, is, you know, a high-end satirical organ.
Mm.
You know, it leaves no hot potato unbuttered, and it aims for the people in power who deserve to be taken down a peg. But when a man is called Tiny Cox, and he is criticising Vladimir Putin, you have to ask, is he the right man for that job? Is he going to scare Putin, John?
There were some surprising statements before the election was even over, Andy, with a Putin spokesperson at one point telling the BBC that Putin was a, and I quote, misunderstood liberal. Wow. If that's true, he has been massively misunderstood, Andy. Is that implying that every order he's given over the last decade has been sarcastic? Oh, let's definitely privatise the oil and gas industry and put it in the hands of a bunch of megalomaniacal tycoons. Let's definitely do that. Oh, I tell you what we should do. We should assassinate a political rival by poisoning him in a London sushi restaurant. Oh, yeah, someone should get on that right now. Who's going to break it to him that this ironic dictator character that's been doing for the last decade has been horribly misunderstood, and he's going to be mortified? Of course, he's not going to act that way. He's just going to order the person who tells him that be thrown in jail. But he doesn't mean it, Andy. He's just being sarcastic. That's the point.
That was Stalin had the same problem, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. He was very much an ironic dictator, but he's way, way ahead of his talent. He's more like an Andy Kaufman character than he was actually a mass murderer.
I don't know, I never really go for cringe comedy, and I guess when you slaughter 30 million of your own people, it's that awkwardness just, I think for me, it just overweighs the humour of it.
An election monitoring group set up by protesters in Russia has refused to recognise the results of the election, saying that there was widespread fraud and that the result was, and I quote, an insult to civic society in Russia. And there were reports of so-called carousel voting, voters not only going around and voting a number of times, but also doing so while riding elaborately painted horses. It's just such a slap in the face to democracy, Andy.
I always thought people, you know, if you can be bothered to vote more than once, then it just shows that you're committed to democracy.
Right, is that a crime? Well, yeah. Yes, it is. But should it be? Yes. They reported, this group reported that Putin actually only won 53%, not 63.6%, as reported officially. Although it's worth noting that that 53% result would still have actually given Putin the victory anyway. And he seemed very moved in his acceptance speech, with tears running down his face. Although it wasn't actually clear if those were his tears or whether they were the tears of a Russian dissident during interrogation that had been collected into a bottle given to Putin and that he had then drunk and was now weeping at how delicious they tasted.
It was a very emotional thank you speech that he gave Putin. Yeah. He said he thanked everyone who'd elected him president. He said, I'd like to thank, in particular, Vladimir Putin for electing me president. He made it possible. I'm nothing without him. And I will strive every waking moment to do what Vladimir Putin elected me to do. It was really touching.
Yeah.
Man's still that much in touch with his electorate.
It's very good to see. The speculation is now likely to be what Putin is going to be like in his third term as president. You know, will he make any reforms in concessions to a middle-class opposition movement that's been growing over the last year? Or will he listen to his heart and his head and his balls and be the same tiger-wrestling lunatic that the world has come to know and tolerate for years now? In fact, one journalist asked the question this week, will Putin be a pussycat or a tiger? That's a difficult question. And, you know, if he's going to be a pussycat, it's going to be a very particular kind of pussycat, one that is hanging off your arm with its teeth biting through your flesh and with four laser cannons instead of legs.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Top Stories. The new episode of The Actual Bugle is available in all pod feeds right now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.